Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. They're made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We'll talk more about Care Of later in the show, but use the promo code ROSE at takecareof.com for 25% off your first order. Oh. I'm so sorry. This was a day late, lovers. I was up in Berkeley.
So
doing Berkeley kind of thing.
Just got one little question.
Protesting. I don't know. What are they doing? Eating farmers market food.
Cheese boards.
Oh, really? I had a lot of really good tacos, like a nice bougie taco. I enjoyed a lot of their greenery.
Did you go to Cactus Taqueria?
I went. I went to a different taco place every night. And
did you go to Gordo's?
I know I went to Cholita Linda in Oakland. Hi, welcome to tacos and grieving and bachelor. So I've thrown tacos onto the mix. If you guys are ever in Los Angeles, my favorite taco is Guisado's Tacos in Echo Park on Silver Lake Boulevard.
Endorse.
On Sunset Boulevard. I have it every year at my holiday party. I get platters. I get the mole.
Fantastic.
And then I get the vegan mushroom for my vegan friends. And then I get the quesadilla for my vegetarian friends. All of them are, I personally like the mole, but I'm a monster.
Can I give you my favorite?
Yeah,
my favorite
please.
Taco in Los Angeles?
Yeah, please.
The Taco Zone truck on Alvarado by the Echo Park Vons.
I feel like that's
every
so
night starting
favorites.
Around 7:30. Their red sauce is the best.
There's a really good taco truck in a muffler store on Western Boulevard right by the exit of the 101. Welcome to Tacos, Tacos, Tacos. My name is Arden Marine. Thankfully, we only have 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise to get through, so this should be a short one. My first guest is going to the Rolling Stones tonight.
I am.
Let's give him a proper intro, you guys.
I've been
his favorite band. He also loves a band. Guitarist, I'm not sure if that's Eddie Van Halen or somebody else. His name is Brendan Smith. He wears rock t-shirts. He's got a cool mustache and he owns a dog. He's my friend, Brendan Smith. I hope he loans me $1,000. I actually hit you up for less money. I hadn't upped my ante. I'll have to re-record and ask you for more money.
Yeah.
Nobody's given me money yet.
That's okay. No one's giving me money either.
Hi, Brendan Smith.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello to everybody.
Brendan is
on a special.
It's very exciting to have you here for a variety of reasons. You're one of my favorite guests. I couldn't have – now, you're part of my favorite team that is here, and I couldn't have you on. You fucked yourself, pardon my French, for your team because you read Hannah's spoilers, so you guys were banned.
I banned Bill and I from doing
– Of course you did.
Because
you
I read Hannah's spoilers?
Yes.
That's okay. I'm sorry, Bill.
I do not accept your apology.
I have not yeah. read spoilers for this season.
No, I know. I asked you before I booked you. I know you're not a liar, so
yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
These two gentlemen and Tana and I, if you enjoyed today, we are deep diving on Bachelor in Paradise Australia. Mm-hmm. We're up to episode 9, but you guys can catch up. They're evergreen. It's evergreen, and they're so funny, and they have formed a man friendship. They give each other Keurigs.
Kunstler gave Brendan Smith a Keurig machine.
I did.
Let's give this other gentleman with his beautiful, beautiful podcasting voice a proper introduction. Here we go. Sing it, Tana.
Oh,
here we go.
He likes to write things for the ladies.
Great.
He's been watching The Bachelor since the beginning. He even watched along when we went. Bachelor Australia,
you got it.
Down Under. Paradise, his name is Bill Kunstler. Yeah. I love him very much. I hope he loans me $5,000.
Here's the thing. It's unsingable. It's literally anyone that could actually sing it and hit it. It is actually unsingable.
It's like no one can play Miles Davis
That's exactly right.
No one can sing.
Bill Kunstler, Brendan Smith, our
so
favorite.
So happy.
This is, I would say, one of our most successful podcasting bromance couples we've set up. There's different couples. You guys are a very successful podcasting bromance. Have you enjoyed your friendship?
Oh, my God. Great. It's the best.
How much have you enjoyed Bachelor in Paradise Australia?
Well, we were talking about that before the show.
Yeah.
But because
what the differences are.
But there's such a jumble of hot people on the beach in my brain right now.
Yeah. I know.
Bill was saying that there's, I'll let him say it, but there are differences.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was still wondering last night the other night when I was watching Tuesday night's episode of USA.
Yeah.
If you could cut it together and make it look like one show.
Oh, that's a great.
But Bachelor in Paradise, Australia, for those of you listening elsewhere and haven't seen it, it is white.
Yeah.
White. Zero color.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting coming back to Bachelor USA.
Yeah.
Where it's more modern.
They finally
USA.
Have. Finally.
Yeah.
Yes. They've mm-hmm. actually successfully, and it doesn't feel forced this year.
Not at
it
all.
It's actually cool now.
Yes.
And they will. Bachelor Australia had the first ladies kissing, but we'll get to.
I know.
Well, we'll that's get
a
whole, to
yeah, we got
to
save that. On. That
Katie,
is a 2-hour discussion on a special podcast.
So I want to apologize for being a day late. You know, I mean, look, some shit's gone down in my life this year, and I've not missed a freaking podcast. This was a day late because I am designing Lori's house in Berkeley, and it's been installation week, and I've been up there with her rad contractor, Dave Grubb. I've been singing a song to him. Dave Grubb, he's our guy. I don't know if he likes it. He doesn't ever respond, and I go, Dave Grubb, he's our guy. Dave Grubb, he's our guy. I sing to the electrician, Scott. And I think by the end, they were like, I got into a fight with a man who made a bench. I got into a fight with that art hanger, but her house is going to be red.
Designers get into a lot of fights.
I don't
generally. Because they want it the way they want it.
Well, and
it's very hard.
There's also some hothead dudes who look at you like, no, this is a very gentlemanly crew. So none of Dave's guys were sassy. It was all people that I had found that were such dicks to me. They're like, it's like, and I think they're like, wait, oh, so you're the designer? It's like, yeah, I'm the designer. Like all of Dave's guys were so respectful. Yeah. So
don't hire him again.
I'm not going to. But you know what? This is a learning curve, guys.
It is.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I can't wait for you to see the house.
I'm excited. I'm reading some drama, by the way.
What is it?
About the Christian and Jordan fight. If you want me to hold it.
Let's start it. Here we go.
Calm down, spoilers. Calm down.
Okay. I just want to say, you know, we usually do our show. I'm so excited to be doing America.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be doing this with Beverly D'Angelo. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. Beverly D'Angelo.
Where is she?
Do you want to do it with her?
Yeah.
She's coming back.
Is she?
She's coming back.
I was kidding, but yeah.
Also, side note. Yeah. So you just have to not read spoilers because you can't. You're going to take your team.
I will not
do
read
it for
spoilers.
Your team because you're not just screwing over yourself. You're screwing over your team.
I just read spoilers on Hannah B's season because I hated Luke so much. I needed to know what happened.
We got to get down to business.
Let's go.
Here we go. So we're starting out with a fight. Jordan taking down the pinata. The fight.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love me some Jordan. I thought he was in the wrong when you watch. Mm-hmm. He there was a shove, and obviously Christian was a hothead, but like Jordan. body slammed him in a way that was awful. It was Luke like.
It was very dangerous.
It was like what Luke did to Nick. Luke-like. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was actually like, and he knew he messed up and he didn't deny it, which I respected.
Right.
But it was as bad as what Luke did to Nick. Katie, hit us. What do you got? Right.
So Wells was on a podcast.
The Ben and Ashley one?
No, it says he was his podcast with Brandy.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And he talks about how there was a lot that happened behind the scenes that they didn't show.
Talk
so apparently Christian is kind of famous in Mexico. He dated
he's a soccer player, right?
No, it's that he, well maybe he I think he actually was. Dated this woman who was like kind of she's like famous like they kind of equated them to like the Kardashians.
Wow. Whoa.
And I guess he dated the woman and then they broke up and the woman accused him of sleeping with her mom, who's a huge rock.
Whoa!
So he's kind of notorious.
Who it was? The mom is a huge what?
Rock star.
Whoa.
I'm gonna look up who it is because I didn't have time yet.
Is it racist if I say this sounds like a telenovela?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Telemundo. Like El Sábado.
Wow,
Domingo.
He would go to like the TMZ type things down there and talk to the press about it and like got all this attention.
Wow.
So he's
a known skeez.
Just a known guy. Yeah, he became pretty notorious.
He's quite the coxman.
Yeah. And so he said, Wells said the paparazzi was following Christian everywhere and Jordan hated it.
Oh.
Like they followed him on the beach
good
with
intel.
Nicole on the day.
Oh.
And Jordan was really mad and jealous and loudly complaining about it. And Wells was like, they should have kept this in. Like that would have been great.
He was jealous of the paparazzi.
They allowed paparazzi on the beach.
And they had history
to
begin
with. That's what they said.
Well,
it sounds like on he and Nicole's date.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how Jordan knew that, but this is what Wells is saying. And so then, like, Jordan just, like, I think that's why he was just like, fuck him. Because he already didn't like him. And he didn't like him because he, like, attacked
and
Jordan.
And his high waters and his, like, his capri pants.
I really think the reason Jordan did it, though, is because he's such a good friend to Clay.
Yeah. I know. That's like, they're like,
really
they're like,
cares about other people.
They were saying that. They were like, he's just such a good friend to Clay. It's like.
Can I say Clay's acting in the scene where he was like, Nicole, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Might be the worst acting of
tell
the
me,
season.
Tell
so
me,
far.
Tell me. What did he do?
We all love Clay.
Love Clay.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
You wish he was your neighbor.
Yeah.
You know? He'd give you a Keurig machine if he had an extra one.
Sure.
But he was, you know, clearly told by the producers to go over and talk to Nicole. And his sort of wooden acting.
I know.
God bless him.
Well, Nicole, who knew?
It was very student
film. Who knew Nicole would end up being the...
Yeah.
I'm happy for her because all she did was cry on the other season because Onyeka... I was glad they didn't continue the Onyeka-Nicole fight.
Yeah,
that
they seemed to be friends.
But
what the hell happened?
Yeah,
how the hell did Onyeka... Like, how is Onyeka the first one to console her after all of this?
It was so strange.
It's like Hillary going over to the White House and saying, you know, well, what's going on,
I'm so sorry,
Bobby? I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry you couldn't buy Greenland. I'm so sorry you didn't get to buy Greenland.
I think they all slowly, after a while, become friends because they're, like, bonded by... basically
going to war together.
Yeah.
Crazy. Nicole, I really liked her in the beginning with she and Clay, and then like it's like, oh, now that you saw somebody's like shoulder get torn out, now you like the nice guy. Like,
well, that was bullshit.
But it felt like it felt a little bit like, oh, it took seeing that, and now you don't want a tough guy. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
She wants a guy who knows what he wants.
She wants a guy to be assertive, but not to the point of ripping a shoulder out.
Right.
They were mad at Christian, too, though. Like, I feel like Christian, all he did was hang up a pinata.
Well, says he goes, Christian, like, didn't do anything. Like, he's the one that got hurt. But it did take seven guys to hold him.
Look,
I mean,
which is so deep.
Very
like, that
impressive.
Adrenaline.
I know everyone here is an expert in professional sports.
Yeah,
But look, in a basketball game, in a football game, if a guy starts a fight and the other one participates in it and doesn't just, like, back away, that guy's gone, too.
Oh, because that's what Clay was saying. Mike was saying you walk away.
You walk away. You got to back up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So if somebody attacks you.
If somebody attacks.
And you go, whoa, what? Then you're like,
well, look,
hey.
You can defend yourself for a little bit.
Yeah.
But you've got to just throw your hands up at some point.
Oh,
when
I didn't
you've
know
got
that.
The,
Did you know that,
option.
Tana? You're quiet today. I missed you.
I don't know. I feel like that's just a good rule overall.
It is. I think it's the same on the Bachelor franchise.
I would engage. I think I'd be like, wait, what?
It's hard not to.
I would lose too. I would not win.
I'd be
like, wait, you take it down my swing chair that I hung up there? By the way, you hung up there for Tana.
You could still call him a bitch.
Yeah, you're being
a fine, but you got hands up. You can't.
Well, that thing is
hands off.
I wanted to fight this bench guy this weekend.
Christian shouldn't have. I mean, like, Jordan shouldn't have gone to grab the pinata.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like last year the bear was funny, but then the chicken was not deep in it. Like, Christian's deep in it. Like, he wants to rip.
Well, he's Jordan.
Jordan is also
guy.
Like the mania of, I got airtime doing this last year. I need to insert myself into the storyline. It's my storyline to get airtime.
No question.
Christian, I don't think Christian should have just immediately tried to, like, attack Jordan. Like, it was just so many bad decisions. Yeah.
Well remember, like, everyone's hammered.
And it sounds like there's already animosity between them.
Yeah,
because Jordan's loudly complaining about paparazzi following around.
I feel like
Christian.
It all started.
So Christian's probably already like sick of his shit.
Yes,
it all started because of that men tell all and the high waters.
Yeah, the high waters.
It's not wearing socks.
Yes, it's capri pants.
And always factor in always drinking all day.
Yeah, so that's true.
That is the X factor in every scene you watch.
And eating a lot of salt all day. So you're eating salty food.
Yeah. Yep.
You're dehydrated. You're in the sun.
How are they all not just like puffy all the time?
I would wait.
Oh, because they're in their 20s.
I would be just. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I never had that metabolism. I would be so chunky.
I know, but they are in their 20s. Also, real fun little tidbit that somebody posted in the comments that they learned from the podcast. They said one of my favorite things I learned from the podcast is that Cam drank exclusively Disaronno on the rocks while in Paradise.
What is that?
It's like a liqueur.
Is that what Cam drank? Insane.
What is it? What kind of a liqueur? I've never heard of it.
First of all, it's a liqueur. That's all you need to know. Yeah, I'll have a Galliano on the rocks.
It's gross.
That is nasty.
Look, I want everyone to know how manly I am this time around. I want everyone to know I'm a real man.
Oh. A liqueur.
I'll have a liqueur on the rocks.
Okay, so Jordan kept throwing up his hands and he went, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? And then he goes, come here, bitch, what's up, what's up? And then there's like, and then Christian goes, I got my head cut open. And then he goes, don't grab me like that. And he goes, and then Mike said, they need to be G about it. And then Christian decides he needed to rip his shirt off when he was walking away for no reason.
If you're in a fight and you want to show someone you're in it, you rip your shirt off.
And so then Chris Harrison comes out twice, three times.
That's big.
They dusted Chris Harrison off.
Every time looked like they were waking him up from a
nap.
Every time.
He, although he looked perkier when they brought like lady on lady action out. He seems to have a pep in his step for that one. So then somebody says, what is this? It's no bad version of, I don't even know what that says. Mike, there's no bad version of like, okay. So then Nicole was like, I'm so glad you're here. I just knew it when I saw them throwing punches. I know you're so glad you're here. I wish I didn't need such an aggro guy. Ugh.
I feel like she was being like, yeah, I just would like you to be more assertive, not like obviously attack people. And then, but she was still showing attention to a man who was like aggro.
Yeah.
Christian.
Yeah.
So like you're saying like, I need you to be assertive, but you're also showing attention to a man who's like
turned on by that.
Yeah.
She was so like, I poppy. Like, yeah.
I can't get enough of her saying poppy.
I know. I have to say it's pretty cute. She's a foxy lady. I mean, she's hot.
I often turn to my wife when something like that. I'm like, can you say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please say poppy?
I have to say, I like poppy too.
El Bachelor in Paradiso.
Hi, poppy.
Como sabado.
I like poppy too.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they're like, okay, guys, we're here. For love, a second shot of love.
In case you forgot.
So then everybody's like trying for Onyeka's rose, and he goes throwing shade at her, and he goes, well, Mike was saying your friends, like the one guy she kind of liked.
Can you fucking believe it?
What a dick.
I mean, does he not learn anything?
No,
throwing people under the bus left and right the last time he's on the damn show.
He's such a tool.
Unbelievable.
And it's like, just let her, this poor young lady. Like, look, she was a tool on Colton's season, but she behaved well here, and like, like, clearly, I feel like she watched herself and maybe was like, okay, I don't want to be that. And she was nice on the show. And
you know, the producers hate that.
I know.
Oh, she's like, Onyeka's going to be on the beach with a blowhorn the whole time. Just going up to everybody.
Yeah,
and now
sweet.
She's like,
she was sweet.
She was
and
very
like,
sweet.
And like, I did feel bad for her that, like, she's a cute lady. She was acting, she's being nice, and like, nobody, everyone friend zoned her. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her. And so, so then we have, let's talk about Dylan and Hannah. As much as I like Dylan, him saying stuff like I could stare at her all day. It's like this toy that he caught. Like it's all about her looks.
Yep.
It's all, like she's an object. He went to Williams, which is like one of the hardest schools in the country.
Oh, really?
Is that a college?
It's like as hard to get into as like Stanford.
From college?
One of the oldest colleges. Oh! Is that really?
Yeah, someone posted it on the subreddit.
Oh my god!
Holy IE! Wow. That's
like I do wonder. Wow. Was it like Movember? He has a really terrible mustache. If you go on the Bachelor,
he got restyled. Clearly, obviously.
Wow. I know.
Wow.
Somebody,
he's in
that
a football jersey. It could be Movember. It could be something.
Can you post
Who
that?
Knows?
How about this that somebody texted me?
Yeah.
This is
like
Blake. This is Blake in high school. And somebody texted me. Somebody, some fan wrote this. One day I'm going to fuck everything that moves. They'll see. They'll all see. Blake in high school.
By the way, that fan is not wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's look
some
at him. Look
nerd
at him.
Revenge going on
look
right
at
now.
Look at that. That's swing dance. When swing dancing wasn't cool. And then there he is.
Has he got a bow tie in that photo?
He's got a bow tie. He's got a puffy guy with a bow tie. One day I'll fuck them all.
It makes sense now. It's all
they'll
coming
see.
Into.
They'll
I can't wait to go to Stagecoach someday.
Yeah. Dude. Also, I think Dylan, he started like one of those like rich people philanthropy apps, which is like workout to give money
to
homeless people something.
Yeah. You work out, like you walk and like for every mile or whatever, it like donates money somehow. Which, I mean, I don't know how those work, but it's like
either.
A really cool idea.
It's a good idea.
I don't like that he only talks about her outsides. I don't like that it's like that he caught, like she's so pretty. I just want to stare at her. She's so pretty. It's like.
He's not asking
any questions.
He's a bro.
It's just what she looks like.
Yeah.
Like that it's like literally so objective. I want to put her on a shelf and just look at this porcelain figure that I caught. She's so pretty. Like
she does look like a fucking doll.
But I mean like no
but
one
no, he yeah. should be like being like what kind of stuff do you
yeah,
like to do?
Just,
and maybe they're not showing and
yeah,
maybe
they're
he's
probably
not,
not
saying it.
That.
But like
I don't
I feel
think
like,
so.
I
he's
feel
always like I could look at you all day.
Yeah.
Well, and then shocking, they just snuggle.
What's shocking to me, and let me ask the women here. His approach is so cloying and puppy dog-ish.
I would be out.
Like, what woman,
I would never.
No,
never.
I would never. I would not like that.
Well, I think
like,
Hannah
I'm in shock.
Chose him because he is the safe option and Blake is a bit of a wild.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I
was stunned when she picked him.
Because she was like,
when
she
picked
no attention.
Blake?
When she picked Dylan, I was
stunned.
When she
picked Dylan, right.
I was stunned in that. Clearly, Blake jangled her chemicals
yeah.
with her.
Absolutely.
Clearly, she...
He's jangling a lot of chemicals on
I mean,
show.
Look, we... Everybody... There's something about gross men and women for, like, whoever... If you're same sex, opposite sex, whatever. There is something about, like, the danger bad person that is mm-hmm. jangling of chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yep.
So,
since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
It's just science.
Hey, you
is
know,
that from your wedding vows?
Yes. I just was like... I know you gave three people chlamydia.
Yeah. But.
And let's make me the fourth, shall we?
Oh, my God.
I think that, like, that's when I married Christian and then he fucked my mom.
Yeah.
I feel
Janet
like.
Still got it.
Janet still got it.
Still got it.
I found out who it is.
Who?
Who?
So the daughter is named.
Shakira.
Frida Sophia.
Frida Sophia.
And the
okay.
mom is Alejandra Guzman.
I need to see photos, please.
Alejandra Guzman. Alejandra Guzman.
Apparently it's huge.
Photos.
This is like, this is huge news in all Spanish speaking.
Look at the mom.
Like people, so people in the subreddit said this is like huge news in every Spanish speaking.
Wow,
country.
It should be. It should be.
He looks great in that picture.
He's a model.
He's a hot guy. He's
really hot.
He looked a little something like a haze over him on the show. I don't know what it was.
Oh my God, he fucked them all.
Well, that's what she's accusing.
He did. You know he did. He did.
I believe that.
Okay, so... So then he was like, I've got a little picnic for you. I love gummy bears. You love gummy bears. She goes, ew, this is so cute. And she, he goes, I will never not choose you. I am never, I'm not, I'm always going to be. It's like, yeah. Bro, that is want to make me run for the hills.
I don't care if you murder someone. Yeah. I don't care.
I will help you cover
it. Just can't gain 20 yeah. pounds. You better not get fat and then I'm
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, as long as you keep looking like this, you could do anything.
But you better stay wow. tight like that. If you look yeah. like this, you could literally do anything. Anything.
He's definitely the guy who's like, honey, are you wearing a new pair of pants? You know, like those guys who are like constantly like doing upkeep on their girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do you want to go out in that hat tonight?
Oh, you think he's that?
Yeah, I think he's that.
Yeah, because how she looks is a reflection of him.
Yeah, exactly.
What you're saying.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Christian.
You can wear that shirt if you want, but
I feel like Christian would
I think
do
you
that.
Have some better ones.
I feel like literally she could wear anything. Right now, but or it could be like, are you sure you want to have that avocado and peanut butter? Because I like you tight and tiny. Tiny
doll,
and tight.
Like a little doll.
Like a little doll.
A little doll.
Okay.
Dolls don't eat.
Dolls don't. You don't need to eat.
Just for the record, just for our anyone in our audience who, like, what do you call it? Body dysmorphia, all that stuff. I find her so bony.
Yeah.
I do. I'm sorry.
Good.
I'm not saying she's not cute. I'm yeah. not saying there's not yeah. parts of her that are great. I think she takes it too far, goddamn.
There,
I just want to say that.
Yeah, and there are, I think there's more women this year and past years that are like a healthy weight.
Yeah.
Like they look yeah. good.
And are not wearing makeup as much.
Yes.
I love how
like
Demi
looks
cute Demi.
So great.
She's so
makeup.
Cute without her makeup. Yeah. Now, look, yeah. I love makeup. And I have like contouring right now from yeah. an audition this but morning. Like, but she looks so cute
she
without
does.
Makeup.
She really looks cute.
Okay, so then we get, so then Blake pulls her aside. He gets a mariachi band. They're swing dancing. And Dylan's like, I need to see it. I need to look and watch it. And people are like, bro, you really don't. He's like, no, it's in my face and I need to watch it. And then he starts crying.
It's too much.
Too much.
It's if you're a woman, though, you're attracted to that behavior.
Yeah.
The creeping.
Yes.
That's so weird.
I don't get it.
Were you shocked
it.
That she picked Blake?
That she didn't
no.
know.
She picked Dylan.
No.
Dylan.
No.
That she
you
picked Dylan.
Shocked? No,
I was shocked.
No.
I thought she
I was shocked.
Because generally human nature on the show picks the wrong
you
one.
Pick the alpha
I was
male.
Surprised.
I was surprised. This is not how it normally goes. They normally go for the wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know if Dylan's the right one, quite
frankly. Did you see when she picked Dylan, everyone else like smiled.
So
yes.
Like they were like, ah.
Okay, so yeah. let's talk about that. And then Christina, the horrible, horrible
wow.
Christina.
Oh my God.
She's evil now.
She's horrible.
A Russian, she's a
Russian.
Russian operative
she's Russian.
Was she evil on
no, she
no.
was an innocent orphan.
I don't remember.
I
no.
think she got Botox, realized she has to play the game for more followers, and is now leaning in so hard
oh,
into the
yeah.
trip. Like the way
nice.
She
yeah.
talks, like,
yeah.
don't tell me to chill out, honey. Like it was
oh, yeah,
like,
the, yeah, the
what
honey.
Are you doing?
Honey. Right. It's a honey. You don't say honey under
no,
the age of 50.
She was literally
50.
Being yeah. like, hey, so I would like to talk to you. She went, whoa. Like it was like immediate reality TV drama stuff. Talking
it did,
and it was like
well even just
weird.
Watching Blake and who was Chris's girlfriend is it Katie so there was a moment where Blake and Katie were talking on the couch and they're like this was going to be me going to be fun and
yeah.
she's like I know and he goes I wanted to reintroduce myself to America so they're also aware that it's a TV show
yeah.
and
oh yeah
followers.
Well, and the next level is they're all aware of their brand
yeah.
and the
yeah.
thing that's mm-hmm. going to get them appearances
yeah.
after this show is over
yeah.
Yeah.
yep
it's crazy
that's it. Oh, and I think that's true for everybody but Clay.
Oh, Clay.
I mean, everybody.
Clay's going to start a fitness app.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
To be the buffest guy on earth.
But you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are right.
He's going to start a fitness boot camp.
Right.
And you're going to be like,
they almost get little
off. You and Clay can work together.
I can give you a body you'll never forget.
I know.
Ladies will love it.
So then... Christina was yes, I feel you're right. Like she was trying to like build
she
her
was playing
brand.
The game
oh
and
yeah,
it was
and
weird.
And what did she say? Welcome to your week in hell.
That's right. That she goes. I did
like
it. I didn't do it because he's my friend. I did it, so he has to watch Dylan and Hannah.
So evil.
It's so evil. That felt like a producer.
She should have.
That's
chosen
well. You know. That
yeah.
That's always my
yeah.
theory.
Yeah.
When stuff like that happens.
Yeah. It felt like a producer made her keep him.
Yeah.
And that they said to they said do it because of this.
He's not going anywhere.
No,
I'm
he's
sorry,
not
America.
Going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. So then Blake has this then Dylan has this Karate Kid on and he says, I'm the hot Karate Kid.
But he said he hadn't seen Karate Kid, which I was like, what
yeah.
are you, 14?
I thought he had.
No, I thought he was
hadn't.
Saying he hadn't seen it.
So Blake is moping around, and then he's like, like pouting, and she's like, she wouldn't have been mine. And then this new lady, Caitlin, comes down, and they go do tantric yoga, and he grabs her ass, and they make out, just because why not? And then he immediately goes back to pouting about
Hannah.
They
said that Hannah. She had been a stagecoach, but they didn't hook up, right?
No, yeah. So she was a third woman who was at stagecoach.
No, they said that, but then Blake said she wasn't at stagecoach. But she said she was, and he said she wasn't.
I thought they did talk. I thought they did say that.
And then
how?
But I thought they talked.
How much of a disaster was he in the pool? Of like, okay, so I just okay. So there's been some drama. So I was kind of seeing, Christina, like just my friend, but like hooked up like bunch of friends. And then Christina, and then there was a thing with Hannah. And then apparently, allegedly, the person who emailed us something that I just told you guys also said that he'd been on dates with Tayshia after Stagecoach, which is why he picked her first. Allegedly, he had dates beforehand with Tayshia.
So four, he's up to four.
Oh, yeah.
He just needs alums. To stop.
Yeah.
Just choose one girl and date her.
to be fair to him, though, if you had to tell that story to someone, he probably did it.
I'm trading seats with you because I'm cold.
He probably did it as best as he could.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you had to relate that shit show to a girl you're dating, like, I don't know how you do it. I have no clue.
Jesus, like, dude, what?
Look. I remember, like, remember when we liked Blake?
Yes. Mm. And thought he was cute.
He's becoming less cute to me every day. Fame and Poo Nanny.
Fame
and Poo Nanny worked against him.
By the way,
which one?
I'm a one strike and you're out person, and my one strike is going to Stagecoach.
Yeah.
For everybody.
These people should never get back there.
Bye bye.
I'm like bad pleated pants on a guy. You're out. If you got the bad pleated pants, you're out. Okay. So then we have let's talk about Dylan. So Dylan gets a date with Hannah, and crazy Blake goes, "That's what she would have worn on my date." And she looked almost naked in that dress.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could almost see like her two nipples and like literally like her beaver area.
I don't get how people can wear dresses like that. To me, I always feel like I'm like 3 seconds from flashing something. Yeah.
It was so like the way I know I'm sure there was a liner underneath, but the way it was like it literally looked like she was like naked with like a lace overlay. Am I wrong?
It's weird. No. I didn't even notice it. I don't know why.
I think girls notice when
I'm a guy.
Other girls aren't wearing
just like
bras.
You're ignoring
it. If it's sexy, you know, you guys should notice.
You see the outfit and you're like, could I wear that?
No, my boobs would be everywhere.
Oh my God. My boobs would be like, wait, where? Yeah, I would need a rig and pulley system.
I like literally won't take out the trash without a bra, honestly.
Oh God, no. Oh my God, no. No.
Terrible.
God, no. No, no, it's like, it's not
no.
good. So then Dylan, they go on their date and they have like their Aztec warriors. And he says the L word to her and she goes, "I'm all in for you."
Oh my God. I for every guy out there who is clingy and stocky.
Yeah.
There's hope for you.
Yes.
There is hope for you. Because if she – look, she came from a place where I think she's never finished second. Or
yes.
Much less third or whatever.
Yeah.
So on The Bachelor, Colton –
she finished
third.
She cut both –
Tayshia was – no, maybe she was
Tayshia
second.
Tayshia was fourth,
no,
right?
Tayshia was third. She was second. Hannah B was fourth.
He cut both of them loose, I think, at the same time.
So yeah, I think Hannah was second.
When did he cut Kaylin?
Like fifth.
Because she made it to hometown.
So this woman who's used to, you know, just getting
anything she
wants has now been for the first time probably slapped down.
That's a great point.
So the fact that Dylan is so clingy, I don't think she's seeing it all because she needs that validation so much right now.
That's interesting.
It's so weird to me.
Get him. I have a lady that I knew who, like, her guy that she wasn't that into, like, her dad died and he, like, who she loved and, like, he just swooped in with a proposal, like, right, like, and it was right after and her guard was down and she was like, okay, you know, but like it was not,
it
was sort of like, oh yeah, I get like, okay, security. And it was, but like, there's something about like her world had been crumbled and like he like swooped in like right after he died. Like, will you, it's like, okay.
That's intense.
Yeah. And
I'm going to turn this down.
Did you?
Great. Yeah, it's cold, right?
Did you notice?
We can move it back. Should we move it back?
Did you notice there was a moment when they were talking that he looked,
you can lift it from the base.
That he looked at, that Dylan looked at Hannah and said, "I love
doing things for you.
Yes. Yes. He was gearing up
like,
for
I
it.
Didn't know what she was thinking was about to happen, but I was like, oh my God, this guy. If he, I think he could have said it and it would have been fine.
Maybe one more up. One more up. There we go.
I don't
Maybe
think she
would have
said it back.
No, I don't think she would have said it back.
Success.
But she's into it because she's getting the validation.
Okay, so then we have, let's talk about, we're going to save Demi for last because it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, let's talk about Chris and Katie. Oh. They were so cute.
Yeah.
When she goes, I like you, Bukowski. And like, I'm really enjoying him. I actually feel like
up is down, cats are dogs. Yeah. I mean, Chris was so annoying.
I know.
Now
I
we like him.
He's been so charming.
He's finally 32.
He's grown, by the way,
I love that they're treating him like the rest of the guys are 31. Like Blake is 31, and so is Derek.
Just, yeah.
But he's been on Six Times.
So many
times. To walk through fire.
It's the only funny part of the credits.
I mean, I know. And Tayce's boobs are amazing in the credits. I was like, wow. Yeah. I want to give a slow clap. They're amazing.
I think each boob should be able to give out a rose.
They're amazing. They're spectacular. look real. They're amazing.
She's a fox.
but Chris is, and let me objectify you. Sorry, Tayce. He's actually charming, and he and Katie are adorable. Yeah. And then so like they're really falling for each other. They were like the most solid couple. And then she goes, and it was hard for me to watch because she knew it immediately. Because I feel like I would have done, I don't know, but like she went and sabotaged herself and was like, so girls are coming down. I think she sort of did the math and figured like, okay, they're not gonna, they probably won't ask Dean. They probably like. Like, somebody's going to come ask him because he may be available. So she preemptively hurt herself before he could hurt her. And she really messed up.
Dude, that pissed me off so much because it just seemed uncalled for. And, he clearly wanted her to say, no, I like you and I want you.
She knew
and she said that.
She knew it.
Or he even said that. I mean, I don't know why she did that.
I think she also doesn't know. I mean, she knew it. And then she tried to make it right. And he was
too
like...
late.
He really, you could see that she actually really, I think, hurt him.
Yeah.
I felt badly for both of them. I felt badly for him, and then I felt badly for her of like, she knew, she kept owning it.
And
like,
she could have gone up to him and be like, hey, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I really like you.
I was thinking the same thing.
You dated someone else, it made me so sad, and I don't know why I said that. I'm a fucking idiot.
But she did do it that day, but like, what do you think, Brendan?
I think that alcohol is always involved.
Because she was that bad crier. She was the one that cried so terribly when Wills tried to... That cry was... That was the craziest cry I've ever seen on television.
Why don't
including Ashley I.
Why don't I remember Chris from previous...
Okay, so Chris was...
Why?
He was on Two Paradises.
He was on Two Paradises. He walked through fire. And then he was on Bachelor Pad. And then he was on Emily's season. He was really young on Emily's season.
That was his first season. He was super young.
He was like... He made it to hometowns. He had like... He was really young. He was from Chicago. They owned like a bar.
Okay. He crashed one season. I don't remember whose it was, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It may have been Ari's season. He got confused.
I think he got addicted to he was hoping Emily would be there. Anyway, so what do you think about? So you think it was just? But it can't just be alcohol.
No,
I don't think Kate's a big drinker.
She did drink when Wills was talking to her. She was crying.
Yeah,
like
that was.
May I speak freely?
Yes, please.
As you know,
yeah,
you can't. They can't basically pull a couple off the board. They can't just you can't have a solid couple this early in the season. You can't.
It's too soon.
It doesn't work that way. Like two people could show up and like just completely fall in love with each other, and they would still find ways to fuck with them.
Jade and Tanner.
So you think there's some Beastie Boys sabotage?
Yeah.
But in the pantheon of all of this stuff that's gone on, they need to keep. Like, you can't have John Paul Jones and Tayce be a solid couple right off the bat.
You mean Tayce Paul Jones?
Yes! I love that. Yeah. We'll get to that next. That's next.
Yeah. You just can't. That's it.
Okay.
You always have to be pumped. As a producer, you always have to be pumping down into them.
So he went on a date with
boat.
On the boat. I would also throw up on a boat date. So any producers out there, if you want to make me throw up on my date, put me on a boat. But if you want me to have a successful date, don't put me on a boat.
But when that person shows up for you after you throw up, that's a keeper.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Am I wrong about that?
He actually had a lovely date because she was lovely too.
That's right.
She was from Nick
and they
season.
Brought it back.
What's
Jen.
Her name? Jen.
Jen.
Boobs yeah. in the Moonlight.
She's, Jen.
She was Boobs in. No, she was Ben Higgins. Was. But then ben she was. Higgins, but she and Nick yeah. fell for each other yeah, in Paradise yeah. before he and he then, he wouldn't propose, and then he became the Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That was weird.
But she's lovely.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous and sweet.
Wait, Jen or
Jen? Jen.
Okay. I couldn't remember who she was to say.
She was
my
Boobs
life.
In the Moonlight.
I was literally texting Katie, like, yeah. which one was she?
She was Nick. She Nick. Was it, yeah.
Is it just me or like the like K is great for comedy, but clearly like Caitlin, Kaylin.
Yeah, I can't remember who Caitlin was. Either.
Yeah, we're yeah. the
this
Kristen.
Is this is
Kirsten.
The girls' names now.
I yeah. but insane. This well, yeah. In particular
yeah.
this
yeah,
season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of Caitlin, Kaylin. Katie.
Kaylin.
Yeah, Caitlin.
Coyote.
Yeah,
I don't know yeah, what the hell. Yeah,
yeah. Is it a town in Utah or is it a new girl's name?
Yeah.
What's
a,
their address?
Yeah.
Jaden, okay. Utah.
Okay, I have so four Keanus at home.
Are you what? Serious?
All my kids' names are Keanu.
You have four children. You're four. You're quadruplets. You're quad.
All Keanu.
So we have. So then he goes on the date, and then they come back and they make out in the hot tub, and.
Now this is much later. You're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
We're just sort of do
it
one
was,
couple at a time.
It was weird to see you
because it's so there's. It's hard.
I get it. I get it.
It's hard. We find every season it's hard yeah. to do all the way through because it goes so
it,
all over the
it
place.
It was weird that the like the. Second half of their date was back at the resort.
Because he was so
well,
sick.
Well, he was nauseous.
That was why?
So
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I wasn't sure if like something. Yeah. That makes sense.
I think he would need to go lie down for a while.
Yeah.
And then.
You know, it's a good date if you need to lie down
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, exactly. I just need to be fetal
just
for a little
brush
bit.
Brush my teeth a few times.
Yeah. Brendan, yes.
A dumb question?
Yeah.
Are we doing two different podcasts?
No, no? It's all one.
Oh,
it's all one.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all
oh,
one.
Yay.
So basically with Paradise, I found, historically, it's harder, like on the regular one.
Understood.
I read all the way through, but there's like eight different spider
gotcha.
Legs of it. So
understood.
We do spider leg to spider leg to spider leg.
I gotcha.
So right now we're on the Katie Chris spider leg.
Understood.
Is there anything else you wanted to say
there's
about?
Nothing else I want to say
about Clay.
We got
and,
some good stuff to get to. That yeah, I have a
yeah.
lot to say.
Is there anything you wanted to say about Clay and Nicole, or is there anything you wanted to say about Dylan and Hannah? Or those are some of the ones we've done.
No, because we have two of the greatest yeah. couples. Stories in the
wait.
History of this franchise.
I can't
I have
wait.
A Chris to talk about. If we're still
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
I.
This is Chris this, and
Chris,
Katie.
Because there's Chris and Katie, and he's on his date with Jen.
Yeah.
And this, it just kills me on this show because yeah. they will talk about these wonderful moments that happen. Chris said to Jen, "You've got so many one-liners.
I
would like to hear one of them.
I know, I know, I know.
Can I hear he one
goes,
moment of anyone having
and then, I know, he
charm
goes,
or
he
charisma?
Goes, you're so witty. And she goes, I know, I don't know where it comes from. And it's like,
yeah, I didn't know where it came from either.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. So many one-liners.
I think there's so much they don't show us.
I think there weren't any one-liners.
I think
my,
that their bar is pretty low for a one-liner.
That's true. Oh, my God. You have some personality.
Yeah. I loved how you said how you like this boat. That was such a good one-liner.
I did enjoy, as far as one-liners, I did enjoy the little tag at the end of them playing that game and with Wells trying to explain who Nelson Mandela was.
Oh, my God.
That was so
I'm
funny.
Stunned by that moment, actually.
I thought
she was smarter than that. I thought Demi was smarter than that.
You know what? I'm going to say I don't think it's necessarily that she's dumb. I think she's just not been educated.
Is it
because her mom's in prison? Do you know what I mean?
Can you
like,
not go to school if your parents
are in prison? She's 22.
But she clearly seems like, I think she's a
yeah,
smart cookie
know.
Who probably didn't have any education.
Yeah.
Write us and tell us if
enough.
You know who Nelson Mandela
where
is.
Where is she from?
Texas.
Texas or something.
Oh, well, there you
she's
go.
From South Africa.
They're not learning about Nelson Mandela.
True.
No, you're right.
That is true.
You're right. Good point.
All right,
that's a superior point.
Let's talk JPJ and Tayshia.
Yes.
I love his love of naps. Can I just say, because I'm also a napper, if I could, I would take 4 to 5 naps a day.
Mm-hmm.
I love naps.
Me too.
And it's great. I mean,
I think we should nap every day at 3 o'clock.
We should nap
going to Starbucks.
I agree with you.
We should nap right now for 5 minutes.
I would love to take a nap right now. I love naps.
Can I say the thing I love about this guy?
Yeah.
There's some other guys. Waboom comes to mind.
Yeah.
But it's very rare when you see an actual cartoon.
He feels real. Well, he's real.
He's real,
he's
but he's also but he's also a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, if an anvil fell down from the sky in his head, I wouldn't be surprised.
Waboom, he's like, Waboom had a lot of, like, headshots, and he came in trying to get to – he was trying too hard. This guy
– I love this guy.
This guy feels, like, shy and, like, not a camera hog. And like,
No.
He is – they found a wonderful
but he's
weirdo.
He's such a character.
But why didn't he go further on his season of The Bachelorette?
Because he's not alpha. He's going to hang back and nap.
Fair enough.
He he's not alpha. Alpha.
He just wasn't
but
the kind of
funny.
Guy Hannah wanted.
Yeah. He's very funny, but I think...
But she likes... It's Hannah. Right.
Yeah.
Hannah's
right.
not going to pick JPJ. He's too
You're right.
weird.
You're right. You're right.
I have a question. He's from Maryland?
Yeah.
Why does he talk like such a surfer bro?
Yeah, no,
like,
the whole
is that
thing
like
is
a thing that
so he's such a Spicoli.
I was fascinated by that his plan was to get married and have babies right out of college.
Yeah.
But that he didn't want to do – he didn't want her to be the mother of the babies. I liked how he kept being like, this is way out of my league. Tayshia's by far the hottest woman I've ever talked to.
That's you real.
It's so cute. And then, like, him throwing her
endearing.
In the pool and her being like, and then him, and then, like, vomiting off the side of the pool. And then being like, and her just, I like her kind of crack, getting cracked by him. Like, like you can see, he loosens her
laugh.
Up. He loosens her up and he's like, it's almost like Carly and Evan, where it's like, I mean, Carly was adorable and sweet, but, like, there's something like, who is this weirdo and why do I like them?
But JPJ is more, he's not an alpha, but he's more of an alpha than Evan.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But Evan got into the fight with Chad.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but he was going to kill.
At the Black Box Theater in Atwater Village. at the monologue.
Is that where they shot it?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the Black
that.
Box Theater.
That's right. I hate to put it. That's right. I hate to put it.
Go to Tacos Via Corona right
exactly.
after you leave there.
Or you could go over to Echo Park and get Quesados.
Yes.
Yes, Bill.
I hate to put it this way because people shouldn't be judged this way, but JPJ is manlier. He's manlier.
Yeah,
yes.
Than
Evan
he's
was.
Like
yes.
a man.
And he's not a dick doctor. He's not a dick doctor.
He says he's a stern.
He's not a dick
he looks like a stoner surfer.
Yeah.
Those were his words.
Yeah.
And so he's aware of how he comes
like
across.
There's also a little bit of like, you know, a Muffy and Buffy are coming
yeah,
down.
Yeah, no,
for,
Rich. Maryland is rich.
Yeah, there's a little bit
Maryland
of that, too.
And his name is John Paul Jones. Like the name John Paul Jones. That feels like we'd have a third or the fourth on the
air. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and he seems like he lives in like a beautiful coastal town.
Yeah, he's oh really? Like,
oh, he
like,
seems very
East Coast,
rich. He's always
East
like
Coast
old
town?
Money too.
He looks like he's like
yeah, he
chopping
feels
wood.
And he's the basis for Led Zeppelin, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
he's had quite a life. This guy.
I love how goofy and eccentric, and he's like
very endearing. Very
and
endearing.
And it's like, and then she, and then he was, and he was. She goes, "You avoided me all day," or and then he and he goes. He goes, "You avoided me all day." And she was like, "You were napping all day." And he's like, "I just had to gear up to try to talk to you." Like, these two are so – watching him throw her – grab her by the waist to throw – they're like puppies. There's something so cute and
then
weird.
He almost vomited again.
Yeah.
She's like, he's vomiting.
What's really
they're
nice,
so cute.
What's really nice about him is that in a, you know, they're all really great looking, but in a way he is – us, like if we were there, and if Tayshia, like if I saw Tayshia, she looks beautiful on the show, but I think if I was there in person with her, just like you said when you saw Annalise in person.
Oh my God.
I think it's,
I bet they're like so stunning.
Yeah, I feel like he is just so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I like that. It's so endearing and it makes me feel like I'm on the show.
I'll be real with you. I know that feeling. There's been a few characters that make me feel like I'm on the show. In person, these people are shockingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Shockingly beautiful.
And she's shockingly beautiful just looking at it on the show. So I can only imagine like, what she's like in person.
You said Alex, English, American Alex, who's on Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
Yeah.
Is super good looking in
he's
person.
So
he is
handsome.
He's an Adonis.
He's
an Adonis.
Yeah.
He was hitting on my wife.
Was he? He
your party.
Like it. He's
he
not
was.
Hitting
he
on
was?
Her.
Are
yes.
you still angry
wait,
about this?
Wait,
I'm
gonna kill the guy.
What?
But that doesn't sound like
did we
him.
Talk
he's,
about this?
He's actually not.
We did not talk about.
Oh,
this.
We did not
Very
talk
nice
about
guy.
This.
He's not actually that much of a hitter on her.
He wasn't. It wasn't like he was like you know pushing me aside and aggressively like hey baby, but he was talking to her for like. Half an hour at least while I was standing
he's
right there.
So handsome.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Bill. Sometimes you got to step aside. You know, like,
you look,
a man
I understood.
Like that,
I got
you're
it.
Like, okay. You
I
know
got
what?
It.
And you were newly married
and
at that point.
Said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you were like just weeks married.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Yeah, he was. It was
probably,
your
was
Christmas
probably,
party?
Was
no,
probably,
actually, no. You know what? It was a Christmas party the year before.
Oh,
we weren't even married yet.
At my apartment.
We weren't married yet.
Okay. You weren't married yet.
Hi, Molly.
He said, hi, Molly. So he said, I could fall in love with Tayshia.
Yeah, I could too. Punk rock Tayshia would create a big problem.
So
for
I
me.
Feel like, and he said, Tayshia Paul Jones, I hope they get engaged.
And she's like, my friends call me Tayshia Paul Jones.
TPJ.
TPJ.
Tayshia Paul Jones.
TPJ. All right, so then let's get to
so
the
she
best.
Feels so much older than him. I know he's starting to show that he's.
that he's smart.
I think she likes it, though.
But she feels so much more mature.
Yeah, she said herself. She was like, am I a cougar? Yes.
Okay.
Is there an age difference?
How old is Tayshia?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how old he is.
I think she's like 27.
He's 26. He's 26, and I think.
She might be 26, too.
Oh, she's 27 or something, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Her whole energy is more put together. Okay, so let's just start with Derek and Demi. I love Derek so much.
He seems like a nice guy.
Obviously. I will say, side note, Dean's my number one. If I had to pick on the show, I would obviously pick Dean. Still Dean, even with this look? I love it. Okay. I love it. I love him running back each time. Like, hey, Kaylin, can I talk to you for a second?
That was great.
Every time a woman comes on, Kaylin, can I talk? I'm all in on Dean. He's my number one. But I think Derek is such a gentleman, the way he's handled. So let's just talk about it. Derek.
You don't think he looks too much like John Krasinski?
I don't want to make out with Derek. I don't want to make out with Derek. But I love Derek.
I keep expecting him to turn to the camera and look into the camera, you know, wryly. Yeah.
I don't want to make out with him, but I love him. I want to make out with Dean. I don't want to make out with Derek.
Oh, I like Derek too.
I love how he handled so elegantly.
Fantastic.
Demi letting him down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He handled that 5 out of 5 stars, like a full A+.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. All right. So Demi, I actually can't believe it, but I feel like ABC actually appropriately handled, and did not exploit, like, actually having a
full-blown makeout session on America's Podcast.
But having,
like, a romance with a real bisexual and gay, like just showing, and the girlfriend was lovely.
Can I say
Christian?
One thing?
Yeah.
Two things. I think that Blake emailed Christian before she came on the show at Stagecoach, and I think Blake and Christian, the lesbian, I think something happened there. I do think he has his eye on her.
That's going to be awkward. She's lovely. She was lovely.
But and then the other thing I just want to quickly say before we get into how lovely this all is, which I really think it is.
Yeah.
I want to say the negative thing first so we can get it out of the way.
Sure.
If a guy had been that heavily involved with a woman.
No, agreed.
And had a relationship.
Oh, no, it's agreed.
And we all thought that. And revealed it on the air afterwards.
Yeah. No.
He would have been slaughtered.
Of course.
Now, the fact that this is such a great thing for LGBTQ I get it, but it's a little hypocritical.
She was upfront from the beginning. She said it from the beginning.
And she said we weren't exclusive. But she knows I'm here.
But if a guy had said that about a girl, I think he would have been absolutely slaughtered.
I think you're right.
Even if he had been upfront from the beginning.
Like, why different, but whatever.
Why do you look?
They had to get.
You had a good run, straight.
They had to go to Mickey.
Had a good run, straight guys.
They had to go to Mickey to get Mickey's permission for this to go down in the first place.
Yeah, they did.
They had to walk into the office and say, Mickey, we're going to have two blonde girls.
What?
Yeah. We're going to have two blonde girls on the show.
Yeah.
Are there a couple?
I know. It did probably help.
Well, slow down.
It probably did help that they were two, like, cute blonde girls.
Are they attractive at least?
Yeah. I'm sure they were like, let's see.
They're not going to kiss, are they? I can't have kissing on my network. wait, time out. You're going to tell me that they're going to make out?
But it's two pretty blonde girls.
Wait. Mickey, what do they say? We're going to have two girls kissing on ABC.
But they're pretty blonde girls, right?
I wonder what it would have been like if it was a guy who was like, I'm dating a guy on the side, but it's not exclusive.
No. Oh, no. They never would have let it happen.
No, I hear two guys. You're fucking crazy.
Or would they have let Christian come on if she was like a tougher looking lady?
No.
Nope.
It was his two pretty hot girls.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
The stars aligned perfectly for all of this.
I'll do it if she's
all right,
hot.
Here's a fun. Before we take a little restroom break, I'm going to give you a fun piece of gossip for you to chew on.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, according to Lori, Christian, the pretty blonde girl, her roommate, is DJ Aggro,
yep.
The one who
Catherine,
who had the puppy.
That's her roommate.
That's how they met
in Bachelor World.
And I read that she's also
An improviser.
Who?
Yeah, she's an actress and she's into improv. Christian.
Boom. Christian.
Well, because we were like, how is she so good on camera? And then we looked it up and she's like an actress.
She's an
improviser. Where does she do improv?
I think she, I swear to God, I read that she took classes at Second City, I think, meaning Second City on Hollywood Boulevard above Hollywood Toys.
I think they all live in LA now. But also, I'm surprised DJ Agro hasn't come on yet.
DJ Agro.
That's true. She must have said no. She must have turned it down.
I don't like
All right, we're going to take a little rest and break. We'll be back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Make health and wellness a top priority this summer with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or just generally being healthy, Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out your personally scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. Your personalized Care Of subscription box, it gets sent right to your door every month and has personalized daily packs that are great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle and makes it easy to take them and stay healthy. There's also vegan and vegetarian options out there to fit any diet for you vegans and vegetarian listeners. Care Of now also offers protein powders that are available in individual packets for on-the-go and tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. I love this company. I've said it before and I will say it again. I am convinced that I am the only person who did not get the flu while filming night shoots on Satanic Panic. I was up all night with a lot of sick people, and I took these every single day, and I'm the only person on that set that did not get sick. And the packs are really cute and easy to travel with. For 25% off your first order of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSE. Again, that's takecareof.com and promo code ROSE for 25% off your first order. Hi, everybody. We're back. Okay. So Demi's like, I'm a terrible person. One of my options isn't here. Maybe I got to go talk to Chris Harrison. Chris Harrison is like, cool, dad. It's like, I'm so proud of you for sharing this with me, being so authentic. Okay, I get that. And then they brought her down and there was a hug and...
I love how Chris Harrison acted like it was entirely his decision.
I know.
It's kind of like Alex Trebek on Jeffrey acts like he knows every answer.
It did feel like...
Christian's been there.
Yeah.
For days.
I decided to bring you...
You think so?
Yeah.
For days?
Yeah, you can't because... Well, may I speak freely?
Obviously, please. Ma'am,
no one ever says no to you when you say that. You
close your robe,
that, right?
Ma'am.
May I speak freely?
Yes, Mickey. Yes, Mr. Mouse.
What I'm going to say is this. Production is a very definite thing.
Yeah.
You cannot, in a production as big and wild as this, you actually can't leave too much to chance. So I believe, Brendan Smith believes,
yes.
The rest of the Bachelor Nation can tell me to fuck off, but I believe that she was waiting in the wings.
The whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time. The from the beginning.
Well, they're not. They've been there for a few weeks or whatever. Yeah. But I think that she probably came down at a certain point and they had her at a different resort just waiting.
La Quinta.
Because they knew that this was going to go down beforehand. They were going to do this beforehand.
Yeah.
The producers were going to do this.
They couldn't believe it. They already loved Demi anyway. And then they couldn't find out. They couldn't believe how lucky they were when they found out she had a hot, pretty blonde girlfriend.
Right. And that was going to be the thing.
It's good.
And it's good.
It's
and that's
so
good television.
You pray for that.
Right.
I hope they get engaged. Now, so then Derek was such a gentleman and was like, can I talk to her? Katie, yes.
I was going to say, I feel like they are going to get engaged. I hope so. Feeling.
Me
right?
too. I agree with you.
It'd be great.
What did you think about Christian? Somebody pointed out, somebody emailed us that she looks like Hannah G.
Well,
Hannah G.
I went and found out that she's an improviser.
G.
Oh, she does look like G. Yeah.
I thought it was weird that Hannah B came. Like, what was the point of that?
So she, apparently, like, Lori texted me that it was right around when the Jed stuff was about to get released. I wonder if she needed to see her friend.
I think so.
I wonder if it's like maybe she heard about Jed. Maybe she needed a little comfort of like, girl, I got to talk to you. Like,
yeah.
They probably talked about Jed and like, we didn't.
But as a producer, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, why did they do it?
Yeah. I thought it was weird because Mike was like, oh my God, Hannah's here. Yeah.
I know. He hit his head on the light.
I kind of was like, oh my God, is she going to be here? And she and Mike going to fall in love?
It was too late because they were still filming.
She just left and never spoke to
him. So sad.
It's like, it was so odd. It was like such a weak. I mean, I like that they were there for friends, but to bring the star of The Last Bachelorette in just for that, it seemed very
bizarre. I loved her also. Like, Hannah G was so clearly happy for Demi and was tearing up talking about it. You could see Hannah B still a little bit being like, well, she's fallen for a woman. I think that she should follow your heart.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like, I really, really need to make it appear as if I am all about this.
Yeah.
It was weird. Oh,
she's living in L.A. now. Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to just roll with it.
Go with it, baby.
You got to get over it. Everything's fluid.
Go with it, baby.
Just get over it.
That's how she got on Dancing with the Stars.
I am living in this very interesting place called West Hollywood.
Yeah.
It is so fascinating. You just can't believe what you see.
Oh, my God. I feel so badly for her. Like, Tyler's romance with Gigi Hadid is like they went up north to like Lake George.
Yeah, he met her mom.
Oh my God, they're like,
oh, he did.
Oh,
for real?
They're a couple.
Poor Hannah. Look, she did it to herself, but like, Jed seemed nice on the show.
Wait, so Tyler is now off and running with Gigi Hadid?
Yeah, they're like, they
is
went.
That is
yeah,
now
they went
past two dates.
Is there an organization? Yeah. Is there an organization of women that like their goal and what they try to like espouse and put out in the world is that women don't need a man to be happy, because she should be the spokesperson for that organization.
She's been trying,
but I don't know what that organization is.
Like an actual organization.
Yeah. Well,
they don't need a man club.
In interviews, she's been saying honestly, this whole bachelorette experience has taught her that she doesn't actually even want a husband right now. Like, she wants to live her life and do her, which is why she's doing Dancing with the Stars.
Would you like to be the bachelorette again?
Yes! It's still going to be painful to
it's
witness.
The worst.
Because it's also like Tyler. It could happen because it happened before.
I like it.
Tyler was the greatest. So apparently this person who emailed us and knows stuff said that everyone on production loved Tyler.
How could you?
Well, everyone in the world.
I'll
get that confirmed.
He's 2 million followers
They said
on Instagram.
That he's not a rocket scientist, but he's like such a gentleman.
Yeah, very
well
educated.
Kind.
I can
and
get
that they,
that confirmed.
And that they never thought he would make it that far. Like, but he's so nice. And
he's
like,
so good looking. He's like a Kennedy. I
have a mole.
Okay.
A great mole. And I'll get that confirmed.
Okay, great. So poor Derek.
Yeah.
Poor Derek. And he's like, I'm here for you. I want to keep showing you who I am. I don't want to go anywhere. And then when Christian came down, and then Christian was hurt because she boned Derek. Brendan.
I'm pitching a Chasing Amy storyline.
Great.
I have no idea what's happening from here on out. I want a Chasing Amy storyline.
What is Chasing Amy?
The movie Chasing Amy?
I don't know.
You don't remember the Ben Affleck?
I never saw
it. It was a Kevin Smith movie.
I remember it.
Where Ben Affleck fell in love with a gay girl.
I worked with her. Amy is. I worked with her. Joey Lauren Adams. She was at my Christmas party.
She really was?
Yeah, in the guest house.
Yeah, so she was gay, but Ben Affleck fell for her and thought that he could, quote unquote, get her.
Well, maybe some stuff will happen. I mean, they're certainly setting it up. I felt horrible for Derek.
I felt horrible for Derek.
And I felt doubly horrible, even though I realized there probably wouldn't have been anyone for him to take. Not only the two – Demi and Christian are now together. They're staying. And then they bring out a date card for them.
I know.
And this guy's got to watch it. Like,
I know.
Give him the date card.
That's the harshest thing to do, is make him watch that.
And there's no one left for him because he paired off. So he's such a catch that, like, I feel like –
he has the rose this week, so he's there for one more week at least.
But who can he give it to? Like, who could he give it to?
I don't know.
He's such a good guy. He'll probably give it to Christian.
I
Well, I'm wondering how are they going to do the roses with Christian? Sebastian and Demi.
They showed us
they should be taken out of it because it's like they're just hanging out at this point.
Well, the crazy
they're
thing
enjoying a free vacation
on the preview for next week. They show the scene of all the girls standing there, including Christian. And Chris Harrison comes in. We're changing up the rules, so something's going to go down.
Right.
Something interesting.
How about when she hugged Christian and you could hear their heartbeats on their microphone?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was sweet. I'm happy for Demi. Demi's journey's actually been like I feel like it was she sounds like she had some tough stuff happening, and she's somebody that TV actually seems like it's actually worked out for her. It's, in a way that they seem to be rooting for her, and like they've been kind and taking care of her.
It's a giant deal. I mean, you know, this is aired, and I hope we read about this because I'd be very curious. You know, most of, you know, we're in liberal part of California.
Right.
We all accept it, and this is great. But ABC has to think beyond that, and I'm wondering what the reaction is going to be.
Well, it's
can you Google it? Can you Google the reaction of Christian and Demi?
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen it. Some people are like way – I mean, well, I guess what I'm seeing is – maybe like not middle America, but some people. I haven't seen anybody being like, "Oh,
that's
like,
gross.
This is disgusting." Yeah.
But I guarantee you, that's out there somewhere, and we're and we're just not seeing it
because that was an intense makeout session.
Absolutely.
I loved it. Yeah.
Well, we all loved it.
I was curious to see if they were going to like really kiss, and they did.
Oh, yeah.
And I was happy that Christian seemed as nice as Derek. Like, I was happy for Demi that she has two nice choices. Like, because again, I feel like she's maybe been all alone in the world. Like, to see that she has had, I mean, she picked well.
She did. So, Demi, I have seen, and here's some articles. I saw that she posted this on like Instagram and Twitter. She has received like messages saying like "fuck you," like from homophobic people and stuff like that. But she's like, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, sure. She has posted some of it being like, go after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, Demi, who was a little bit, she was absolutely a villain on the season of The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. She was on Colton's season. Now look at her. I mean, everyone has changed places. Everyone. It's like musical chairs would be.
Talk amongst yourselves for a few minutes because I'm going to pick like five tweets of the week.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to do that.
I looked up why Taylor and Derek broke up.
Oh yeah,
and apparently it's because he lived in New York and she lived in Seattle, and she didn't want to move. And she, apparently wanted she just wanted to be like travel around and be part of like the Bachelor Nation, like all those events, and like, you know, like lean into that more.
So she wasn't sincere.
But it made it sound like it made it sound like he got cheated on, or like he picked.
Well,
like
she
picked
was
somebody else.
Quickly after she was quickly with someone else. I think after they broke up. I don't actually know how quickly, but she already has a new boyfriend.
And when he said,
"But she's emotionally mature."
When he said, "I want to be like, why am I not? When am I ever going to be enough?" That was hard.
Well,
to
she
hear.
Was choosing Bachelor Nation over him, basically, by being like, "No, I'm going to like travel around and like spawn con and have
fun." I don't like her now.
I have a question.
I don't think any of us liked her really. Her,
I didn't like her from the beginning, but she was very emotionally mature.
I have a question. Do you guys know what Dean's current status is past this?
I don't want to look it up because that would be a spoiler.
Yeah, it's a spoiler.
No. On Instagram, he's just like posting photos of himself like traveling.
Brendan,
still, but that means nothing.
That's a spoiler.
When I thought yeah.
That's why you get in trouble.
Right. It's true.
Yeah, then you screw over your partner.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Right. Can we Seinfeld discuss? Can we discuss how awful Nicole singing was?
Oh my God.
It was like. I
he
mean,
must really like her.
It was the most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen.
Is she
he
a
did
singer?
Not. He did not like it. He was not into it.
Yeah,
and
what
the
is
words
her profession?
Were terrible. Did she say something like, "I want you in my belly" or something?
Yes.
Like,
why in my belly?
What the fuck does that
There's
mean?
Already a gif of it. I saw it on Twitter. I'm not joking.
Like, is that like.
I have no idea what that
a
means.
A swallowing innuendo?
I don't know.
I was trying to figure. I felt like a blowjob.
Yeah.
Thing.
I was just like, I'm sorry, what's happening?
Yeah, it was so crazy.
Like, it was just so awkward. It was the most awkward thing I've ever witnessed.
So, anything in conclusion, who do you think is going to get engaged at the end of the season?
I think it's going to be Demi and Christian. Yay!
I think Clay and Nicole. I think maybe Tayshia John Paul Jones.
No, I'm sorry.
Katie Chris.
Maybe Katie Chris if they can move forward from what happened.
I don't think any.
I think Dylan and Hannah G.
Oh.
Demi and Christian. And maybe Clay and Nicole.
I love it.
I'm going to be the naysayer.
You have to get some. You have to just say some. They won't necessarily get married.
Christian and Demi are the closest. There's no way Hannah is temporarily going for Dylan because she needs.
But I think people want to get engaged because then they're like on People magazine covers.
So you mean like fake engaged?
Yeah. Who's going to be fake engaged? Who's going to actually? This isn't going to get married. It who's going to get rings?
Nicole and Clay. And Kermit.
Yeah, Kermit and
Is Kermit. There time for someone for new people to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's still a wild card.
All right. Will you help me pick a tweet of the week?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. You know, DJ Aggro was all prepared to go on Paradise, and finally the phone rang, and she played it cool when she answered, only to have the producer say, "Can we speak to your roommate?" true story. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Orca is going to flip when she finds out Demi is seeing human beings behind her back.
That's good.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Tonight's hot tub date is brought to you by Clorox. 100% pure, consecrated, ineffective Clorox.
Yeah.
He hates Clorox.
Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. No need to squash Christina. Just throw a bag of NARS lipstick in the other direction. When she starts snacking, talk to Blake.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay.
We need Aaron Foley here to do her impression.
I know. I eat the lipstick. Katie Sloan at Sloaney Baloney 1. Demi, everybody, please allow me to introduce Christian, the person who has my heart. Blake, whoa, time out. I don't remember you from Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And also the email address is great. Or
it's really good.
The tweet, Twitter. Name.
And finally, Melissa Crocker at Real Missy Fitz. ABC could totally save money on rent in Sialeta. Three words. Bachelor in Stagecoach. You're welcome, ABC. Yeah.
I like that.
All right, so I'm going to do my final two. I will do Melissa Crocker at Real Missy Fitz. ABC could totally save some money on rent in Sialeta. Three words. Bachelor in Stagecoach. You're welcome, ABC. Or we're going to do Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. You know, DJ Aggro was all prepared to go to Paradise, and finally the phone rang, and she played it cool when she answered, only to have the producer say, can we speak to your roommate, Stagecoach, Paradise, or DJ Aggro? Anna.
DJ Aggro.
DJ Aggro.
Stagecoach Paradise.
Stagecoach.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Cheyenne Constant. I'm going to go DJ Aggro. You got Twitter of the week, girl. Let me also, you can like us on iTunes. You can send us some emails. We got some great emails this week. We are rosepodcast@gmail.com. I really appreciate you guys. Let's see. We got some people emailing in. Intro makeout couple. Hi, I'm a longtime big fan and follower of the most hard-hitting news podcast out there. Just wondering if you guys noticed the couple making out near the end of the Bachelor in Paradise intro, just trying to figure out who it was. That's true. Have you noticed that there is a couple?
I have not.
I read that beforehand.
Wait, at the end?
It's at the end of the opening credits.
Oh.
And I want to know. Lynn B, hi from Montreal. I just wanted to write to tell you I'm still enjoying the podcast. It's the best. Her 17-year-old puppy hasn't been doing great these last few weeks, and listening is seriously the only thing that guaranteed that'll bring her a laugh and brighten her mood.
I hope your puppy gets better.
She's sorry to hear about my mom. Glad to hear the podcast is a bright spot. She loves all the guests. Keep doing the Lord's work. Attached is a pic of my puppy, Jack, and yes, he was adopted. Katie can never promote that too much. We love that. So we keep on. We hope your puppy gets better. That's terrible. And then let's see if we got any little iTunes. We appreciate you like us on iTunes. We love a comment. Let's see. Hold, please. Okay, like us on iTunes, 5 stars, the highlight of my maternity leave, Kate V, 1013. I've been listening to the podcast for the past year, and now I'm at home with a newborn. It's one of the highlights of my me time. In my fabulous new world of baby time, the podcast is my connection back to the adult world, and ridiculous that is the Bachelor franchise. I love every minute of it. Look forward to the guaranteed laughs each week. My sister and friends always text about the show, and we frequently quote your podcast because it's so spot on. We love your show, Arden. Well, thank you, and congratulations on your baby. And one more for real, the best, 5 stars, Roar versus Meow. Dearest Comedic and Bachelor World reporting heroes, this show is the bomb. Art is such a fun, energetic host, Meow Meow, who brings in equally wonderful guests and friends. This is the realest and funniest Bachelor pod, and I can totally see how, even if they don't watch the show or Arden has recently gotten them hooked, everyone in her circle wants to be on the show. I love the songs. I also adore how candid and real she is about her own life. We support you, girl, and I hardcore respect your Brené Brown style vulnerability. Excited to keep listening and have familiar local voices while I start grad school abroad. Much love. Well, good luck with your grad school abroad, and thank you so much. It's certainly not been what I thought would be my journey in life, but life intervened and things got real, and you know what makes me happy? This Bachelor podcast.
Life just happens when you make another plan. Oh, I said that wrong. Cut that out.
Life is what happens when you make other plans.
I know. It's so trite, but so true.
It's true. You never fucking know, man. I'll tell you what. It will spook you if I tell you something. So I won't. Guys, where can people find you? What do you have to promote? We have to promote Brendan's new wonderful podcast.
Yeah, thank you. On Apple Podcasts, iTunes, BrandoCast with Brendan Smith. Hopefully, if you just type BrandoCast, one word, BrandoCast. We're also on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play.
It's great. Abed Zappa produces it. Yeah. It's wonderful. I did it. We had such a fun time.
For you fans out there of Arden Marine,
go check it out.
Go check out our conversation together on the BrandoCast. I'm so proud of it.
And if you like all
talking
of us.
Talking to LA comics and actors.
And if you get to, and you know what, you can start this fall if you're like, oh my God, I'm jonesing. We did another season of Bachelorette Australia.
Yeah.
And there's there's a website that like we post on there. So somebody runs a website. You just email them. You give them their email address, and then you get access to watch. That's how you can watch along.
And those
at home.
Are still up because someone had some trouble or something. Anna, do you remember that?
I think they're still up.
Yeah, I didn't really understand because they were up for me, so
okay.
I don't know.
Then forget it.
I don't know what. So I have to really research further.
We don't run the website, so it's somebody else, and you just email them. But it's really fun, and we are very much enjoying Bachelor in Paradise Australia, and we have. Hot posts go up all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for so much. And I'm so glad that your teammate
didn't screw it up
because he screwed it up for Hannah. Such a joy to have you on. Anything you want to promote, Bill?
No, just send me good energy. I'm at Bill Kunstler, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R at Twitter. I get angry at people in a hopefully comedic way.
Great. I like that.
Subscribe to me.
I have a new movie coming out called Satanic Panic. It premieres, I think, next week around the country.
With Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell Stamos.
And Jerry O'Connell Stamos. And also Insatiable will be out sometime in the next few months. And I'm writing my book. I just finished the second draft, and it'll be out to 20 Hachette Publishing, a little running press. It's going to be out in the fall of 2020, so I'll let you know when you can pre-order your book.
Yeah.
All right, Tana, Katie, anything?
No.
Go adopt an animal. As always.
Nice. I have
every week.
I have four. I have one more legally. I can have one more legally. All right, you guys. Love you. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.